Hey, and today we're gonna talk about more IT terminology and we're gonna boost our IT vocabulary. If you've just started your career in information technologies or probably you've started your education, this channel is going to be very beneficial for you because we dive deeper into most common terminology that people are using on a daily basis in the IT sphere. And today we're gonna talk with you about software as a service. We will find out what does it mean in simple examples that are gonna give you better understanding. And I really hope that you're gonna enjoy the content. And if you do like the video, click on the button subscribe so you wouldn't miss a single video we are publishing on the channel, and simply enjoy the learning process. Software as a service, or SaaS in short, is a cloud-based method of providing a software to the user. Users simply subscribe to the application rather than purchasing and installing it once. A SaaS application may be accessed through your browser or through the app. And if we take a look at online SaaS products, we can see Gmail, which you can easily access through your browser. Slack is also a great example and the most common SaaS product people are using nowadays. The difference between SaaS and the software installed on the user's computer is something like streaming a TV show online or purchasing all of the seasons on DVD. And right now, I will explain you why. Someone who buys a TV show on DVD only needs to pay for it once. However, they will need to store and maintain the DVDs. And in case people decide to change the DVD itself with a Blu-ray DVD player, for example, it means that they will have to purchase the physical media again. Streaming the show online means that another third party is handling all the maintenance, is handling all the upgrades, and what user needs to do is simply to press play. However, the speed of the TV show is going to be really dependent on the internet connection and its speed, of course. Moreover, a user needs to pay a monthly recurring fee. And now let's discuss what does a service mean. Traditionally, we tend to think that software vendors sell their products as a software. But in SaaS model, we can see that they actively provide the maintenance and upgrades for the users via the cloud. They host and maintain the databases and code necessary for the application to run. Moreover, they run the application on their servers. Thus, we can see that SaaS is more a service than a product. I really hope that you enjoyed today's video about software as a service and you expanded your knowledge about it. I wish you great success in your education or career in the field of information technologies and hope to see you soon on my channel. Subscribe to find out more or check out the previous videos to expand your knowledge and to boost your IT vocabulary.